The Asia Clean Energy Summit is taking place this week in Singapore, and we are joined on the phone right now by one of the speakers at the event, Steve O'Neill. He's CEO, Renewable Energy Corporation. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So, you know, we've been monitoring Mother Nature. She's been a little busy these past couple of months. Given recent events like Hurricane Harvey, are you seeing heightened interest in solar energy solutions?
Yeah, it's amazing. Harvey, Irma, and Maria, you know, left over 15 million people without power, sometimes for days on end. And I've had friends, I'm American, I've had friends contact me who have never before been interested in solar energy, and after this storm are suddenly interested, not because they could save money on their electricity bill, which they can do, not because they want to impact climate change, which solar panels do, but because they really want energy independence and reliability, particularly following storms, where those who had systems could run their cell phones, their TVs, their radios, and their fridges with no problem.
Steve, where are we in the cycle where government intervention, maybe through some kind of subsidy or tax credit, really speeds up the adoption of this type of technology?
Well, that's becoming decreasingly important because solar is becoming so low cost now that it really can compete directly with fossil fuels generations without those types of subsidies that have been necessary to get the industry started. But increasingly these days, we compete just on economics.
All right. It was a scant, not even two centuries ago when we didn't have electricity. And now it is just something that, you know, everyone depends on, but there's still scathes of the world that doesn't have access to electricity. Could solar power, solar panels be a solution there?
Yeah, it's amazing to me that in the 21st century, in the year 2017, there are still 1 in 5 people who don't have access to basic electricity. That's over 1.3 billion people. And it's even more astounding if you think about school children. One child out of every 3 every day goes to a school that lacks electricity. That means it's a school with no lights, no computers, no printers, no fans, no refrigerators. And research is very clear that there's a connection between electricity access and improving education, which then leads to improvements in jobs, the economy, in communications, in hospitals. So electricity access is critical, and solar is the quickest and easiest way to do that, even in these areas that don't have existing electrical grid infrastructure. You can very quickly install a solar system in those areas.
Steve, how much more efficient is the technology itself becoming, from the photovoltaic cell to the inverters? I mean, is it now capable, are panels themselves capable of producing more power than they were, let's say, 5 years ago?
Yeah, we continue to increase the power density, the output per square meter, year over year over year. And REC has taken this to new heights. Our multicrystalline Twin Peak product is the highest performing multicrystalline product in the world. It produces more energy per square inch or per square meter than any other multicrystalline panel. And we do that with many enabling technologies, such as passive emitter rear cell, which is a cell technology, or half-cut cell technologies, two examples of new technologies that REC has pioneered and that are now being adopted across the industry.
You know, Steve, it brings me back to the first question where, it is when Mother Nature strikes, systems go down. What makes a solar power or solar panel, I guess logistically, why would that be able to still work when so many other systems have fallen?
Yes, solar panels are pretty magical. They operate silently with no moving parts out of a very robust set of materials. Our panels are guaranteed to last for 25 years and continue performing. So because they're such a simple device with no moving parts, they can withstand storms. And if you put that together with a storm-resilient, battery-backed grid, you have a very, very robust and resistant, storm-resistant system. The other thing is that it's distributed. So you have, instead of one power plant that could be affected by a severe storm, solar is distributed. It's located everywhere, and that helps a lot as well.